Final round of locker room chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 FM. It's now time to talk Horton Chargers football. It's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. This is a Horton Chargers team that was able back in week 2, September the 9th, getting a win over McLouth 22-14. It was their first win since the end of the 2017 season. It snapped a very lengthy losing streak, so the Chargers had some positivity in the first couple of weeks here in 2022, but just a very difficult schedule in district led to a 1-7 campaign. Had to play the likes of Nemaha Central, Minneapolis, Riley County, Sabetha, and even closed out the regular season last week in a non-district game on the road against a Wabunsee team that had just lost one game and was a district champion as well. The Chargers are set to close out the 2022 season. They'll get a home tilt on Friday night against a team out of the Northeast Kansas League, and that is Moore Hill Mount Academy. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back here on KNZA. Final locker room chat for the Horton Chargers, brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Let's talk about this Horton team as they take on Moore Hill Mount Academy here in the final game of 2022. The Chargers at 1-7, the Ravens at 2-6. Again, the Chargers, they closed out the regular season last week, a loss to Wabunsee. Did see those positive signs with that first win in a long time coming back in week number 2. As you look at the history with Moore Hill Mount Academy, the Ravens are 9-4 against Horton dating back to the mid-2000s. This will be the first meeting between the two schools since 2019. The Ravens won that game 61-0. The Ravens have won 5 straight against Horton, and the Chargers' last win over MHMA, that was back in 2014. So both those teams will wrap up their regular seasons, or their seasons in general, I should say, on Friday night as Horton takes on Moore Hill Mount Academy. Again, our locker room chats for Horton all season long provided by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds.